It's quite a shame that parliamentarians are so coward and so afraid of Gen Z and the protests that has been happening in the country, that they are considering going to the parliament and making it a law and banning the power that is enshrined in the constitution for citizens to assemble and to protest and voice every time they have something to say. It's quite a shame that parliamentarians are seeing that's the only way. That is actually destroying democracy.
The bill being considered will require organizers of protests to give the police at least 3 days to consider and provide the needed protection and to ensure that the protests are safe and peaceful. What is your take?
What we've experienced during the recent protests for Gen Z, we've seen that they've been very peaceful. And actually, safety has been infringed by the police. The police are the ones who have been beating innocent protesters, killing innocent protesters, shooting journalists, kidnapping young people. So I don't understand how the parliament are seeing that, like, the protesters are the bad people. I think the police are the bad people, and if there is a law that should be amended, it's the one that gives police this power to be this brutal to innocent people.
The Interior Minister, Kithuri Kindiki, during his parliamentary committee vetting, said he has drafted a public order act that, among other things, confine protests and demonstrations to designated areas to ensure, some argue, that the protest is contained.
I think we can both agree that that's a double speak, that's a double talk, because the people who infiltrated these protests and made it become violent, the people who are looting and burning down buildings in Kenya, they were sponsored by these politicians. So I don't understand how they can say that they are going to designate specific places for protesters to go. How can you dictate? If at all we want to go to the streets of Nairobi, we will go to the streets of Nairobi because that's where our voices can be heard. So I don't understand how they are saying that they are going to designate specific places, make laws that you're supposed to give notice. You're not supposed to give notice to police if you want to protest. You're only supposed to go to the streets and protest peacefully. That's the only thing that is in our constitutions. And I need to comment and put this on record that we have a very beautiful constitution, and everything that Gen Z has been fighting for is for this constitution that is very nice to be implemented.
The bill being debated in parliament right now will seek to impose harsh fines or a jail term for offending demonstrators who break the law. What is your take on that?
I think it's just a way of denying the Kenyan citizen their right of expression, of which we've seen them even destroying media houses. We've seen nowadays, even in Kenya, media houses have started retrenching and closing, and this is the work of the government. So them doing that, we just know they are just denying people the right to speak out.